We're back with Money Matters. I'm Alfred Edmond Jr. Women have a lot of power when it comes to managing the finances of their household and making money decisions. Despite this fact, women continue to end up on the short end of the stick financially, in part because they don't always assert themselves when it comes to financial choices. If you want to change this, you might need to think more like a man, at least when it comes to your money. Here are some tips to help you overcome what experts call the financial gender gap. Don't be afraid to be labeled aggressive when it comes to financial negotiations and decisions. Don't be too quick to back down when challenged, and don't be afraid to demand answers to your questions. Do your homework before negotiations begin. Whether you're buying a car or negotiating your salary, being armed with information will give you the confidence and make it harder for people to take advantage of you. Advocate for yourself as you would for others. Many women who are assertive champions of their friends and loved ones become passive when it comes to their own interests. Operate from the understanding that standing up for yourself, including financially, is a form of self-love and not selfishness. I'm Alfred Edmond Jr. for Money Matters, a product of American Urban Radio Networks.